Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. My name is Stassi. Thank you so much for being here today. Happy Thursday. Two podcasts in 1 week. I know. Whoa, especially going from a month break, but I'm so excited to have Bizzo Plays here today. And congratulations, my friend, on winning the fifth season of the Builders Games.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh my God, thank you so much for being here. As tradition, I always interview the winner. So here we are today. So excited. We were going to have a podcast in season three anyway. So we're doing a little mini one first. And also welcome back after Saturday's podcast with 16 people, 17, including me. That was so much fun. It was a lot of fun. The whole time I was like shitting bricks. I was like, I have to make sure everybody has their opinions and thoughts. Okay, we're like 2 hours in and I only have three questions to this podcast. before we dive in and get to learn your experiences on the fifth season of the Builder Games, why don't you tell us a little about yourself and your Sims history?
Yeah, I'm Bizzo Plays. I first started playing The Sims with like Sims 2 busting out for PlayStation. Took like a break from it for a while, like did school and college and all of that, and then was like, you know what would be fun? Sims, I need to go back. And so then I started streaming, and it's been 2 years of just meeting people and finding out how awesome this community is. So yeah.
I love that. I also appreciate that you're a console player. Started as a console player because busting out obviously was console. I really do. I would love a busting out 2025 remix along with Sims Herbs, which I know is problematic, but I loved Sims Herbs and Castaway. These forgotten gems. And I know we talked about the Sims movie on Saturday and we don't need to harp on that on this podcast, but I would like to see even call outs from these forgotten franchises.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? Like I want a My Sim or a Me Sim or like the little funny one. Like, right?
Yeah.
But absolutely. I like that you're a lifetime Sims player. So have I. I've been playing them now for 21 years, which means I can my love of the Sims can now legally drink in the States. I also got back into it throughout the pandemic. It's coming up to 3 years. It's actually been past 3 years being Stassi now. So like, it's crazy. Like, okay, if I would have said to you 5 years ago that you're going to be sitting and streaming The Sims, would you believe me?
Absolutely not. Right? Absolutely not. I never was something that I was like considering, never something that I thought that I grew up watching like Sims YouTube and like thought like, oh, would I ever want to do that? And like, even right now looking, I'm like, that's a lot of work to film and edit and all of this stuff. So like, do I have a YouTube channel? Yes. Is there anything on it? Absolutely not. To be, I don't know, like, I also didn't realize like how cool the community was and like meeting different people and getting to just like bond over a shared love for The Sims. That's awesome.
See, you do what I do, which is like, I find scary, is Twitch streaming. That scares the living balls out of me. And I have a commitment to finish up the Draft Wars, and I will. Because I must fulfill so you guys can see the, like, Alex is going to win every challenge. I've already accepted that no matter what we do, love you, baby. But, like, he's going to just kill it. Because, like, he's such this phenomenal builder that he doesn't think he is. He's a phenomenal storyteller, and he's phenomenal at cast. So he, like, going into this, me, Gons, and Nard have no shot in hell. And I love all of us equally. Well, because, like, the thing is I'm going to be like, here's, like, this cute little, like, cafe that, like, I would totally go to. And, like, I'm like, this is, like, my dream one with all the packs I have. And they'd be like, oh, my God, that's so cute. Alex would be like, yeah, so I built, like, this 17-room mansion. And it's like haunted by like 10 ghosts, and there's been like six murders. So here's like everything. And everyone's gonna be like, I love this because this is so fucking chaotic and crazy.
Yes.
Everything he's gonna do is chaotic and crazy, and none of us have a shot. So I cannot wait for us to get back into this. But honestly, YouTube is not scary. It's just like it's the long game of being like, I had 6 people watch this video today. That's a success. It's like, it's how I look at it. But we're here to talk about season 5. So what encouraged you to get into the games? Like, how did you hear of the games?
Builders games, I started picking up on when they were doing the, like, no eliminations, everyone's a different decade, dollhouse season. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I've heard Kev talk about Builders games and, like, being the OG champ of Builders games and all of this stuff, but I didn't know, like, where to find it or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, started following because I had a few friends who were competing in that season. And I was like, you know, like, I mean, like, I don't think that I'm, like, one of the best builders in the world, but I also don't think that I'm, like, terrible. So, like, why not give it a shot? And, like, I build cottages and Victorians for, like, the longest time. And I was like, let's do something that's going to, like, expand my, like, my repertoire and push me out of my limits a little bit. And so I applied, and then I won. So
there you go. You're, like, literally, like, the success story is like, I was in one season, I won one season.
Yeah, exactly.
I've judged all 5 seasons. I'm a standing judge for every season there will be. I will always be a judge. Your builds were absolutely phenomenal. It actually got me to know who you were. Because I was like, I've seen this guy's name, like, around. And that's what I like about the builders games, because there's so many phenomenal builders out there. But 100%. Instagram is a cruel mistress that unless you have 10,000 plus followers, your shit ain't getting seen.
Yeah.
So I'd seen your name several times because I know you're friends with Kev and Alex, as am I, and they have talked about you. And I was like, oh, him, the Jeff Bezos guy. So full disclosure, I thought his name was Bezos until Saturday when I introduced myself to him as, hi, Bezos, it's Stassi. And he's like, yeah, it's not that. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I called you Bezos to, like, everybody. As I was calling Koki the wrong name for 2 years and did 2 Simmer spotlights with her before it was pointed out to me by somebody else that I was calling her the wrong name. Love you, Koki. No, that's awesome. So you went in, like, how did it feel to be selected?
I was super excited. And then, like, getting into, like, the Builders Room Discord and seeing all the different builders' names that I recognize, people that I'm like, wait, I, like, they are good builders. Like, these are people that I know who, like, do my shells on stream, and, like, I love their builds. There are people that I don't know that well. And also just looking at the judges and, like, people who I highly respect in the building community that I'm like, oh, frick, and they're going to give feedback, and I'm not prepared for that. It was kind of overwhelming at first, just because I was like I was very excited, but also too, it was a brand new build every single week for 6 weeks straight, which I think in past seasons is like there were like weeks where it was a room or like weeks where it was a shell or something like that, and this was like from scratch, 7 days, figure it out, and that was crazy. It was crazy.
So when Juby told me this design, like, because we sat down and talked about season 5 as it was coming out, I was like, baby girl, you're going to make these guys, everybody, build from scratch without shells. Because this was, like, truly was one of the first seasons without a shell, which has always encouraged me. If I was going to do this, I have to have a goddamn shell or something to go along. And then, like, seeing, like, your first week was Brazil and you did the carnival flow, I was like, that's so fucking creative. I would have never thought to do that. I didn't even think you could make a float, let alone, so how, like, what was, like, I know that obviously the inspiration was the caravel, but, like, how did you, like, create it, if that makes sense?
That week was the, like, one of the weeks that I think it was a lot of, like, I've got to use objects in ways that they're not usually used, and, like, how can I take this, like, wall sconce and flip it around and tool it up and, like, use different, like, plants to look like feathers and, like, try to make something that looks similar to my references images based, like, out of what we have in The Sims, which, like, isn't always the easiest thing to, like, think outside of the box with.
Yes.
But I love that build. That's one of my favorite ones from this season.
Oh, it was a standout. I was like, okay. So, like, I was like, Jeff Bezos is here to play. I was like, holy shit. Like, I was like, how the fuck did this guy do that? I understand you just, I'm still, but like, like, how'd you make it like so fluffy? If I know that doesn't make sense of like, but like it just like feathers. It just looks so like lively. I think that's the right word I want to say. I will have links below to all of his oh my God, I almost called you Bezos, links so you can see them as well. I'm just pulling it up now so I can get the full, because I did have a question on like how did you like how did you make this? Okay, so clearly, like is it all just like fake glass lanterns? Is that what it is? Okay.
Those blue ones, those are all the like I forget where things are from. I want to say the Paranormal Activity wall sconces that are like flipped around with some like island living plants and like I don't know.
I
Just a
like
bunch
that.
of random stuff.
Right. So absolutely phenomenal. And then week two, you did obviously South Africa with the Cape Town house. You talked about you did a lot of research and you were really drawn to the Cape Dutch style of the house. What actually drew you to it?
Yeah, it was one of those that like in the beginning I started all my research out on Pinterest, which was not like the easiest thing to figure out. Like, is this correct? Because Pinterest is just like sending me things that is like maybe it's African inspired, but like, is it South Africa? Is it Cape Town? And there was something about like the structure of the roof was so unique for that one. And I was like, it's like there's like a molding to it, but it's flat, but we don't have like flat facing roof pieces. I mean, you can pull the eaves in, but it's still gonna be
Yeah,
a
it's gonna
triangle. So
no, but yeah, no matter what you're gonna get, it's always good. Yeah, it's gonna be, yeah, triangle.
So I wanted to play around with like how can I find a way to like give it the crown molding? And it was so interesting to see like other builders that week like use the back of a bed like head frame or like all of these different things in debug. And like I think that's what really drew me to that one. And I knew that I wanted to do a vineyard because I knew that we had those grapes from
Cottage living.
Horse Ranch.
Really?
I think they're from Horse Ranch.
I thought they were from cottage living
Because
because
Horse
that.
Ranch is the nectar making.
But there's grapes in cottage living
Are there
because
grapes in cottage
you can
living?
have the grapevines.
Oh, I always thought those were wisteria.
See, I always thought they were grapes.
Oh, well, there we go.
I was gonna
See,
say,
and
I'm gonna say that you're probably right. No, I legit thought they were grapes. Now I want to Google this. And I can literally hear people talking. They're like, Stassi's wrong.
they do kind of look like grapes.
yeah, I just always associated that they were grapes. But anyway, so in the horsey pack. Yes. No, like that's awesome. And I do appreciate like how you were able to make it flat and like in the structures and stuff. Like it was something that stuck out to me pretty. I was like, this is unique. And that is something that as I judged upon is like how unique it was. And then coming in to Norway, how making something in the snow, because every built look it was in the night in the snow. So as a judging, talk to me about your inspiration on building this one.
So that week was the most stressful week for me because I was gonna build the Royal Palace in Madrid. Like I had decided that's what I was gonna do. I built the structure. I like did excuse me, did the red throne room, and I was like, and I finished the red throne room, and I think I worked on it for like 4 hours. And I zoomed out and I went, this is a three-story building with like all of these hallways, a courtyard. I was like, there's no way I have time this week. I had like friends coming in from out of town that week too. And I was like, there's no way I'm getting this done that this week. And someone was like, oh, well, like I'm doing the Norway build. And I was like, okay, great. I did not look at the passport. I was just like, it just has to be Nordic inspired, right? So I built a Nordic church on stream, and someone came in the last 5 minutes, they were like, it's supposed to be a house. And I was like, so I messaged Juby and I was like, can I turn this into a house? And she's like, well, we kind of want it to be like specifically from Svalbard. And I was like, okay, scrap everything.
Oh.
Let's go and do these houses, which I do love these houses. I also, it's in the snow, and I decided I'm gonna put them on a diagonal because Because in the beginning, that seemed like the right thing until I was doing the interiors and I was like, I hate every decision that I've made this week, and it's fine. It's fine.
So, like, were you ecstatic to see that you made it through?
Oh yeah. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. I was like, this could be a week that I go home. Like, this could 100% be a week that I go home. Which everybody was like, I think I came within like the top three or four every week. But every week I was like, no, I'm going home this week. I'm sorry, did you see what they did? Did you see the details they put into their thing? Bye.
Do you remember any feedback from that week at all?
I remember Leaf's feedback always. Which I know it's anonymous, but there was one week that it just said, this slaps with exclamation points, and I was like, it's 100% Leaf. It's like, so anytime it was like this slaps or like all caps exclamation points, I was like, I know who that is. I know who that is. Everybody else, anonymous. Leaf, loud and proud.
Oh my God, I love Leaf, podcast friend. I like want
Yes.
to befriend her, like full on
Yeah.
befriend her, because I didn't realize she lives like an hour away from me
Oh my gosh.
in like real
Absolutely
life,
do it. Yeah.
right? I'd be like, hey, you, let's hang out as a fellow Canadian. Love
Yes.
that.
Absolutely.
So because I saw you in Norway and I was like, this is very different style build from the last
Yeah.
ones. I was like,
Yeah.
specifically, it's like, I want to ask. So, thank you for telling me that. Also, now makes more sense of
Yeah.
like, well, I was like, not like what happened, because that's never what I would say to anybody, because anyone who builds
Yeah.
is just fucking phenomenal. But I'm like, we went from a parade float.
To these like simple houses.
Then you picked it back up when you went to Egypt. So, talk to me
Oh
about
yeah.
your Egypt build.
Egypt. I
Egypt.
loved Egypt. I took a whole Egypt class in college because I just like love.
Okay.
I will like I so there, my, for my senior trip, my grandma was like, we can go anywhere in the world, but because my cousin and I graduated a year apart, we ended up going to Italy, but like I had always wanted to go to Egypt, so I didn't get to go to Egypt. But I the moment that they said we could do the Bazaar Street, I was like, okay, we have so many lanterns, like all of these items that like, because like it's not my general build style, I don't use a ton of these, you know, typically. So let's clutter it up and like make this winding, like cool little street stall thing. And I absolutely loved so much of that build. So much of that build was just like, I was like, this, I'm proud of that one. That one I like.
See, I saw you have fun with it. And
Yes.
I see a lot of people's builds and they're phenomenal. And someone who like I thought like I could do a building challenge and I can't get past round one of like any of the ones I enter. And just watching the builders have fun, I love that. And I saw you have so much fun with this one. So I was curious to see if Egypt had a special spot in your heart. And I'm glad it did, because it
Yes.
really did pay off and you could see it clear as day. I was like, this is phenomenal. This is top tier. I think I gave you 5 stars that week. I was like, absolutely phenomenal. Like, because all my stuff was like outstanding. This was great. Like the most like Google auto responses as possible. But that's kind of more of a joke for me. I'm like, wow, exclamation point. But no, like legit, I was like blown away. And I was like, I can really see that like that you loved it. And then right after that, you went to, I think it was South Korea, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I want to shout out everybody who participated in that challenge that week.
Yeah.
Absolutely did a
Crushed it.
phenomenal job. So talk to me about
So
like
good.
how you were able to light up your build, because it was so
Yeah.
great.
Yeah, that was such a challenge because I was like, I started panicking about like the rules of everything. Like, okay, so we have to make an actual intersection. And I found this picture that I liked, but I can't find it. So anyway, I ended up finding the intersection, but the lights, it was, we have so many signs in The Sims that light up that I didn't know that we had. Like things that I just think are like posters on a wall, like word posters, and they glow in the dark. And I was like, what? What? So just like digging in, I think a lot of them come from like cats and dogs, like a lot of that like vet stuff or like dying out. A lot of those glow in the dark.
Yes.
And just finding ways to like incorporate more lights wherever possible. Also building in San Myjuno was like, it was a good choice.
Well, it kind of brings the city effect of it, right?
Yeah.
Because like, because as I've said, because like everybody's builds like just lit up, and I'm like,
yeah,
was this like G shade or reshade or something? Because they were saturatedly bright,
popping.
And it was popping,
Yeah.
and it was so fun. It was so pretty. But I have to talk to you about the Shire.
Oh my gosh.
As a Lord of the Rings fan,
yeah.
How exciting was it to bring the Shire back to life? And did you want
So
to have
exciting.
11sies? Because as soon as I saw that, I was like, I need 11sies at any time.
Yes. That was the one challenge when they first like sent them all out to us. I was like, I have to make it to, like, I don't need to win. I just want to make it to the final so I can build Hobbit dens and like just like have fun with it. And when we got there, I was like, it's over. It's over for you. Because like I love like cottagey, rustic-y, fantasy type builds. Like that is one of my niches. So I was like, this is trying something new, because building a hobbit home, like they're all just kind of in roofs.
Yes.
But trying to like hide them in the landscaping and like make them blend and all of that was super challenging, but I absolutely loved that. I was so excited. Like the amount of tooling that went into that, and like new things about tool that I learned throughout that, like I it's like going down in history as one of my favorite builds ever.
So how were you able to actually hide like the hobbit holes? Was it all tool or was it mostly landscaping? Like how was it
Yeah.
done?
It was mostly roofs that I put grass paint on top of, and then just kind of like hid bushes and trees where they weren't going to clip into the house to kind of like rough up the smooth roof. And there's like the one that's in the center that got to kind of get like tucked into like the second level of it. And that was fun to just kind of like put the rocks around it and just really, really tuck those into the side of the mountains. Yeah, and then just continuing to just add a ton of foliage, and yeah, I wanted them to be rustic and I wanted them to feel overgrown, and yeah.
See, it was absolutely phenomenal because I was sitting there. I'm like, how did you get the round doors? Okay. Because I've been sitting here, like, because I'm assuming tool, but I'm like, how are there round doors?
So the round doors are actually a vent in For Rent. There's like a wooden wall vent thing.
Okay.
So I sized that up, and then the little there's like a lot of people will use the little like base game package to like round their gardens or whatever.
Yes.
We played a lot on stream with like sizing rugs and like creating a perfect circle, and like once the circle's made, we can flip it up and like put it where it needs to go. It was kind of crazy. It was kind of crazy. That was one of the things that like had people not been in chat, I would not have known how to like perfectly get them to be a circle. But we learned new things.
I love that. Because as soon as I saw this, I was like, not only is this the best build I've ever seen in The Sims, and that's no word of a lie. If The Sims ever made a New Zealand pack, that deserves to be in a spot on a 64 by 64 lot.
Hit me up, please, and thank you.
So like honestly, like, we went through every single build. Phenomenal. Like
Yeah.
you kept getting better and better as the weeks went on. What other feedback were you getting like the entire time? Like, were you like, did you get a lot of like threes, fours, fives? Did you ever get a score you were like, I thought I deserved better than this?
Yeah, we did. So we didn't get to see like the numbers from each judge. We just got like the written feedback. A lot of
Okay.
it was like, use terrain paint, sir. Sir, please use more terrain paint. Terrain paint and cracks can be your best friend. And I was like, okay, let me try. I got a lot of terrain paint and cracks. A lot of it was like, I really like the details, and a lot of it was really positive. But yeah, the feedback was super helpful too. I think just like to feel good about like choices that you had made, and to see people be like, this was so good. How you did this? How? What? Amazing. Like, it was like, okay, cool. That paid off. Like, I wasn't sure that that was going to pay off. That paid off. So yeah, it was, I loved getting the feedback.
No, that's great. And if you could go back and change one aspect of your experience on this season of the Builder Games, what would it be and why?
Oh gosh. If I could change one aspect, I don't know. I think there was the factor that like you submit your build on a Saturday night and then you don't find out till Wednesday whether you're moving on or not, that like I just was like, I'm just gonna start building and just call it good. And if I have to abandon a build, I have to abandon a build, or I'll just like build the build for fun. That I know that there was some like frustration around of like, you know, but I mean, honestly, like it helped it move along. Like we did all of that in 6 weeks, which is wild.
Yes.
And I know, like, I know a few people who like they did their builds Saturday, and still, you know, made it through. So like, you know, it all just kind of depends on like what is your build speed and what are you comfortable with. But I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Amazing. Would you ever join the judges table?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that it was one of those where I was like, I don't feel like I can call myself a Sims builder. And then I won Builders Games and I was like, okay, I guess I'll call myself a builder. Like, I guess. I guess now that I have the crown, we can say it. But yeah, I think it'd be super fun to be a judge.
What type of judge do you think you would be? Because I've seen it all across the board with all the judges. Would you be like a hardcore judge? Because the best thing in the judging room is somebody, because like before you could use tool, because there were many seasons where nomads, you would literally have judges fucking zooming into the corners being like, that's tool, that's red shelf. And I'd sit there and be like, it looks great. And they're like, but they're like, they cheated. They're not allowed to use this. I'd sit there and be like, it looks phenomenal. So like would you download every single build, or would you do my approach of being like looking at every photo, scaling it in, and being like, this looks great?
I feel like, because we started with what, 30 builders?
Something like that, yeah.
Like, there's no way that I'm downloading 30 builds the first few weeks. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like, and I kind of had that assumption. I was like, there's no way they're all downloading 30 builds. So I'm just gonna like take my screenshots of like, you know, and go with it. I think like once it starts getting down to like top 15, top 10, maybe, you know, downloading and kind of digging through. Yeah. But it's also like, it's one of those things that, like, if there's something that they're really proud of, they're going to put it in their screenshot. You know what I mean? Like,
100%. I mean, who, what builder doesn't spend 6 hours on a corner and nook and it not be the main focus of their interior shots?
absolutely. Exactly.
And that's the beauty of screenshots, is we show you what you want to see. This corner, beautiful. Don't look at the rest of the house.
Don't look at the rest of the
Don't look
corner.
at the rest. Don't look at the bathroom.
Don't look at me always throwing in a bathroom just in case somebody downloads it and it's like a toilet, a sink, a rug. And I was like, this is not like if you're gonna send me home based on this bathroom, like it's not the focus of the bill. That's honestly, I started feeling that way whenever I like was like, I have space and I don't know what to do. I was like, well, I guess it's apartments. And I just started like throwing apartments in and I was like, I'm gonna try to like add little elements, but these are not the most detailed apartments because that's not my focus of the build.
Nope, you're just like filling space. You're just like, whatever I can take to fill it up so it's not a blank room. Honestly, when I do shell challenge or whatever, like if I'm part of a collab or anything, I am notorious for building like a giant building, but only decorating the part that I need, and the rest is like empty because I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
That was literally, I think every week I would be like, okay, small build, because, and every week it was like, just kidding. It's not gonna look the way that I want it unless it's like huge. And then I would just be like, it's fine. I won't do this next week. Does it again.
Like, I've learned my lesson. Not a 64 by 64, not terrain everywhere. Can't have it done. Gonna go to a 20 by 15 lot, like some terrain paint, some cute little rocks. And then it's like 30 minutes later, and it's like on a 50 by 40, and you're like, ah, damn it.
Absolutely.
How did this happen? So you would be a judge again. Now the question is would you be a competitor again?
It's so tempting, especially like seeing the teases at this next season. That's like, is it like sweet treats or something like that? Like just desserts. I don't know if are we gonna say that? Are we gonna say
We can say
that?
that.
Okay, great. I was like that, like that. I'm like, ooh, I'm interested. I think I need to take like a season off. You know, it's like those 6 weeks were so intense. of just like constantly building, 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 building. And I would not trade them for the world, but dang.
I get like, I there's a, every season I'm like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be a builder. And then Juby's like, here's the 100 rules we have to follow. And it's gonna be like 10 homemade builds in 8 weeks. And I'm like, good day, sir. I will sit here and be a judge. But no, that's awesome. Congratulations on winning
You.
again. What advice could you give anybody listening to this that wants to join the Builder Games?
Yeah, I would say just like as for building in general, there's no such thing as a bad builder. Like we're all at different stages. So also like keep that in mind. Because I'll have people who come in to chat and they're like, oh my gosh, I could never build like you. And I was like, do you want to see my builds from when I was 18? Because they were boxes with like spread out windows and like I think advice for like builders games is like go into it and have fun with it. Don't feel like you have to like they give you the prompt so that you have a starting point. But I feel like you can kind of do your own thing, like stick to the prompt, but also have fun with it. Like, don't feel like you have to like. I think for this season, there were some that were more like recreate this building of whatever. But I think I had more fun on the weeks that I was like, okay, I'm gonna build something that's inspired by the architecture from this place, versus like wall to wall replicas. So yeah, I think just have fun with it. Like, take a risk. Always take risks. Because like you might surprise yourself. I think there were so many times building this season that I was like, what if we just did this? And I was like, wait, okay, no, that's what we're doing. This is so cool. I want to keep doing this. So yeah.
Well, that's definitely amazing advice. Before we wrap up this podcast, I want to say again, congratulations on winning, and also congratulations on a sponsorship that I saw that you posted yesterday.
Yes.
How does that feel to have your first sponsorship?
It's very, very cool. It's like it was so random, like out of the nowhere, got the email. They're like, hey, we're gonna send you this, and you get to just like have it, and then you have a creator code and people get money off for it. So it's also one of the most comfortable things I own right now. So I'm a big fan.
I love that. So we can plug it for people
Great.
listening.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. Plug away. You got 30 seconds to plug this.
Yeah, so it's the hoodie, which is basically like a giant blanket hoodie, and it's like when they sent it to me, I did not take it off. Like you can walk around your house in it. You can like I always run into the issue with my PC chair of like running over blankets. Don't have that issue. It's so comfy. And if you use code BIZOPLAYS at checkout, you get $35 off of your hoodie purchase.
Anybody listening to this that wants a fuzzy blankie? Who doesn't want a fuzzy blankie sweater?
It's
It's
they're
like
so comfy.
so comfy.
Yeah.
But congratulations. It is always
Thank
a
you.
big milestone to have your first sponsorship. So I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure getting to know a little bit more about you and your experience in the Builder Games. I want to thank you so much for coming here today and indulging my craziness of just, asking you questions and then getting to know a little bit more about the story behind each build, because that's something that, like, as judges, we don't truly know. We
Yeah.
see your shots and we see if you choose to download the build, we just see the final result, but we don't get to see the A plus B plus C. We just see, I guess, equals D. I guess that
Yeah.
makes sense. But right? So
Yeah.
it's very cool to kind of get to know a little bit more about each build. Where can we find you, my friend? Plug
Yeah, you can
away.
find me on everywhere at Bizo Plays. That's on Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I also have an Instagram story at Grimwood Sims. That's Grimwood with two M's. That we're finally getting back into. I had to take a break from it because Builders Games was a lot. But we're getting back into it, and I'm excited to see where it goes. But yeah, that's Bizo Plays across all handles.
I love that. Again, story creator, storyteller to storyteller. The Sims storyteller community is wild. It's
Yeah.
also a lot of fun, but it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
So much work.
So much work. But so rewardable when someone reads your chapter, you're like, oh
Yes.
my, like you just melt to a puddle on the ground.
Yes.
You're like, anytime someone
Absolutely.
collects it, I'm like, oh my God, thank you for like liking my shit. But that we'll definitely chat more about your story after this podcast.
Yes.
But Thank you, Bizo, for coming here today. Please check out Bizo Plays. His links are going to be below where to find him, as well the links will be below for each build. So if you want to click on this, get to see each every week, please go and do that. Please go support him, and go support him by buying an, was it, I want to call it an oodle sweater. I keep thinking of oodles and noodles, and that's not how to pronounce it correctly.
It's an oodie.
An oodie. Thank you, an oodie. Because every time, again, dyslexic, I read it as oodles. I was like, I can't say oodles because that's... It's an oodie. Yes. Please go support Bizo by purchasing a... Oh my god, I was... Oh my god, I need to go.
Go support Bezos by ordering a noodle.
Oh my god, thank you, because that's all my brain wants to say. I can't unsay that. Please go please go support Bizo. Please go check out his Twitch page, as well everything that he does. He's an absolute incredible builder. And again, congratulations, my friend, for winning the season of the Builder Games. And
thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And everybody listening, I hope you enjoy this episode. This is, again, just a bonus episode. Season 3 does come back in the fall. We will have more episodes between now and then as well. Please stay tuned for the written interviews every Wednesday and Saturday, so please stay tuned for that. I check out Rose Chronicles if you want. Check out the Reaper. I play Amy. Ooh. The main right there, her. I play her. Please go as nobody else can see this. They're like, what is she pointing to? I have a poster that was given to me by OMG Sims as a wedding present. So yes, please go check if you like the Reaper, because that season shall be ending very soon if I remember to send in my lines. Love you, OMG Sims. I will do that. But please go support OMG Sims, Bizo, and everybody. That's just me and you on this podcast. Oh my god, I've not done this in a long time. I'm so sorry. Love you all. Have a great rest of your night. Bye, everyone.